Zeno of Cyprus. In the 4th century BCE, on the island of Cyprus, lived a wealthy merchant named Zeno. His fortune relied on trading a rare purple dye made by enslaved workers from sea snails' blood. This dye was highly prized by the wealthy for coloring their luxurious robes. One tragic day, Zeno's ship, carrying his valuable cargo, sank at sea. Instantly, his wealth vanished. Many would have been crushed by such a loss, but not Zeno. Instead of succumbing to despair, he accepted his misfortune with courage and resilience. Zeno moved to Athens, the bustling hub of ancient Greece, where he decided to reinvent himself as a philosopher. He even found solace in fate, remarking, "Well done, fortune, to drive me thus to philosophy." Athens was the perfect place for Zeno's philosophical journey. Amidst its thriving commerce and educated elite, Zeno began learning from the Crates of Thebes. Crates, his first teacher, imparted a crucial lesson about humility using a pot of lentil soup, teaching Zeno to care less about others' opinions. As Zeno's philosophical understanding grew, he eventually founded Stoicism, a philosophy centered on courage, wisdom, moderation, and justice. Unlike traditional philosophers who lectured in grand halls, Zeno and his followers discussed their ideas openly on the Stoa Poikil, a painted porch in the heart of Athens. Zeno's humility was evident in naming his philosophy after the porch where he taught, rather than after himself. Stoicism, derived from Stoa, became a philosophy not just of words but of practical application in daily life. Life of Cleanthes. Cleanthes, a student of the Stoic philosopher Zeno, was born in 330 BCE on the Aegean coast. Unlike Zeno, he came from a poor family and had to work hard throughout his life. As a young man in Athens, Cleanthes earned a living by carrying water. His job was tough and constant, earning him the nickname Phrynteus, meaning water boy in Greek. Even after meeting Zeno and starting his studies at around 50 years old, Cleanthes continued his work as a water carrier. Despite offers of financial support from wealthy patrons and despite his advancing age, he persisted in this physically demanding job. For Cleanthes, work wasn't just about earning money. He believed that a love for labor, philoponia, was just as crucial as a love for wisdom, philosophia. Living a simple and frugal life, Cleanthes didn't mind hardships or material limitations. He was known to write his thoughts on oyster shells and ox bones to save money on paper. Despite being mocked by fellow Athenians for spending 2 decades under Zeno's tutelage, Cleanthes took it in stride, often humorously responding to his critics. Cleanthes was far from being a simpleton. He was disciplined, hardworking, and deeply intelligent. He authored numerous books on topics ranging from ethics to logic, accepting a lifelong pursuit of virtue. Cleanthes lived to be over 100 years old, embodying the Stoic ideals of perseverance and moderation until the end of his days, a life of courage and conviction. In ancient Rome, Cato the Younger stood out for his unwavering commitment to justice and freedom. Born in 95 BCE, he showed early signs of bravery and integrity. At just 4 years old, he faced down a soldier who tried to manipulate him but remained fearless, refusing to yield. Growing up, Cato continued to display his steadfast character. He defended younger children from bullies, and at 23, he volunteered for military service, fighting valiantly against Spartacus for 3 years. At 27, he became a military tribune known for his incorruptibility in a system rife with bribery and deceit. Entering politics at 30, Cato's mission was clear: root out corruption, uphold Roman ideals, took drastic measures, firing corrupt officials, rejecting luxuries like fancy clothes and lavish parties. His integrity earned him enemies among the morally compromised senators, but he remained indifferent to their opinions, focused solely on doing what was right. Cato's principled stance became most apparent during Caesar's rise to power. Despite political pressure, including an opportunity to form a crucial alliance that could have altered Roman history, Cato refused to compromise his beliefs. He opposed Caesar at every turn, even as civil war loomed. In the end, faced with Caesar's victory and the collapse of the Roman Republic, Cato chose death over living under dictatorship. He spent his final hours reading about Socrates and, in a final act of defiance, took his own life rather than submit to autocracy. Cato's life serves as a timeless example of courage and moral steadfastness, reminding us that sometimes, standing firm in one's convictions can come at the highest cost. Porcia Cato, a Stoic woman of ancient Rome. In the history of Stoicism, women are often overlooked. However, one woman, Porcia Cato, stands out for her actions. After losing her first husband in Rome's civil war, she married Brutus, who was involved in a plot to assassinate Julius Caesar. Wanting to prove her worth as a confidant, Porcia did something drastic. Instead of asking Brutus directly about the plot, she stabbed herself in the thigh while he was away. This act showed her determination and stoic strength, proving she could endure pain without breaking. Brutus, upon seeing her injured, immediately trusted her with the details of the assassination plan. When the plot succeeded and Caesar was killed, Porcia waited at home, hoping for the best. Unfortunately, this wasn't the end of her trials. 2 years later, Brutus himself was killed in another civil war. Upon hearing the news, Porcia, like her father Cato before her, chose to end her life rather than live under an oppressive regime. Her actions throughout her life exemplify courage and unwavering resolve in the face of adversity. Seneca's complicated legacy. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, is remembered for his insightful writings, especially his book of philosophical letters known as Moral Letters. Despite his teachings on morality, Seneca's own actions often fell short. In 50 CE, driven by Stoic principles, Seneca accepted an invitation to tutor a 12-year-old boy named Nero, the adopted son of Emperor Claudius. However, Nero proved to be cruel and self-centered from a young age, showing traits of the ruthless leader he would become. When Nero ascended to the throne at 16 after his mother's murder of Claudius, Seneca remained by his side for the next 15 years. Despite his attempts to guide Nero towards wisdom and mercy, Nero's reign was marked by brutality. Seneca, though advising mercy, did not distance himself when Nero ignored his counsel. Instead, Seneca amassed great wealth, living luxuriously while justifying his proximity to power as fulfilling his Stoic duty. However, his wealth came at a cost, tied to Nero's oppressive rule. Eventually, Seneca turned against Nero, joining a failed assassination plot. In retaliation, Nero ordered Seneca to take his own life. After unsuccessful attempts, Seneca finally found death in a steaming bath, ending his life in a manner that reflected his Stoic beliefs on mortality. Seneca's life, marked by his philosophical writings and contradictory actions, illustrates the complexities of applying moral principles in the face of power and corruption. Stoicism and freedom. To be Stoic means to value freedom deeply. Cleanthes found freedom in his work, thinking freely while he labored, finding peace in physical effort. Both Cato and his daughter, Porcia, chose death over living under oppressive rule. Seneca wrote about freedom as the ultimate goal. Freedom is the prize we are working for, not being a slave to anything. Epictetus, unlike other Stoics, was born a slave and remained one until he turned 30. His name itself, meaning acquired one, reflects this past. Upon gaining freedom, he dedicated himself entirely to philosophy. Teaching and lecturing extensively, he spread Stoic ideas widely, gaining admiration even from Emperor Hadrian. Despite never writing his teachings down, Epictetus' philosophy survived through a diligent student who compiled them into a book. His experiences as a slave deeply influenced his teachings. For instance, he taught that all situations have two handles, meaning we can choose how to react to any circumstance. This choice, he believed, shapes our life and who we become. Epictetus emphasized two virtues: persistence in what is virtuous and resistance against what is not. He warned against being enslaved by external rewards like ambition, greed, or desires for travel and leisure, which can be taken away. Instead, he urged focusing on internal qualities, like controlling our temper and reactions, that no one can take from us. His teachings profoundly influenced Marcus Aurelius, who accepted the idea of embodying philosophy rather than merely explaining it. Epictetus' practical wisdom continues to inspire those seeking inner freedom and resilience in the face of life's challenges. Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor born in 121 CE, defied the usual trappings of power. Unlike many rulers who succumbed to corruption, Marcus upheld Stoic principles throughout his reign. At just 17, he became emperor after Emperor Hadrian chose him as his successor, but Marcus remained humble. He shared power with his adoptive brother Lucius, a move that was uncommon in an era of ruthless competition. Even in adversity, Marcus showed remarkable compassion. When faced with a conspiracy against him, he forgave the conspirators and mourned their deaths. During the Antonine Plague, instead of burdening his people with more taxes, Marcus sold palace ornaments to replenish the treasury. Marcus's commitment to Stoicism shaped his leadership. In his book, Meditations, he openly discussed his struggles with jealousy, anger, and lust, striving to overcome these emotions through Stoic wisdom. His life and writings serve as a powerful example of Stoic principles in action, demonstrating how one can cultivate virtue and improve oneself. Marcus Aurelius stands out not only as a wise philosopher king, but also as a leader who exemplified integrity and compassion in the face of power. His legacy continues to inspire, showing that greatness can be achieved through moral clarity and steadfast principles. Key points. 1. From Zeno's resilience to Seneca's contradictions, Stoicism teaches enduring wisdom in adversity. 2. Cleanthes exemplifies Stoic principles with hard work and simplicity, despite humble beginnings. 3. Cato the Younger's unwavering integrity and sacrifice epitomize Stoic courage in Roman history. 4. Porcia Cato's Stoic strength and sacrifice under women's often overlooked role in Stoicism. 5. Seneca's life reveals the complexities of applying Stoic principles in positions of power. 6. Epictetus, a former slave turned philosopher, emphasizes inner freedom and resilience in Stoicism. 7. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, embodies the Stoic virtues of humility, compassion, and wisdom.